Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Alan Sieg is our guest. He's a great member of our Brain Trust, Principal and Chief Marketing Officer of CMO Temps. He's Forbes named him one of the top 50 most influential CMOs on social media. He's Content Marketer of the Year based on the American Marketing Association. He's our good friend, Alan C. Welcome back to the show.
It's great to be here. Thanks so much.
It's always good to have you back, Alan. You always make us smarter when you join us. So one of the things that that we've got to do in our business is we've got to acquire customers. We've got to and grow our business because we have to replace people who go away, right? So they go away for whatever reason.
But also
retain them as much as we can. And you've got some ideas on how we can do that.
Sure. So within the, you know, the acquisition of net new accounts, retention of those accounts, and then the expansion or cross-selling, upselling of those accounts, those are like the power triangle to being able to grow your business. But within that power triangle, there's what I like to refer to as, you know, the three ingredients that allow that to be done. I got a little bit of a takeoff of your new book, the third ingredient. But those ingredients are rapport, credibility, and trust.
So talk to us about that. These three elements that you're talking about, rapport, credibility, and trust. They're applicable to all three: acquisition, retention, and expansion.
Absolutely, and completely necessary. You think about rapport, which of course you want to have a harmonious relationship, but it's deeper than that. It's a shared understanding, and of course credibility, being worthy or of belief or having confidence. So in the business world, We're always striving to build that credibility so that the customers are confident in us. But this third ingredient, which is often the missing third ingredient, is this element of trust. Now, I guarantee you can Google, you know, how do I build more trust? And you'll get a ton of information, and businesses are always thinking, how do I get the customers to trust me more? But the question I have to say that of the missing part of that is that, do you dare to trust, or do I trust enough to be trusted? In other words, have businesses thought in terms of, yes, I want the customer's trust, but how do I build more trust so that I trust the customer? Mm-hmm. And I've got a short story for you that, especially given where you live, that might resonate with you.
And go ahead.
Sure. So it's Blairsville Shoe Repair. It's located in, I'll get this, Booger Hollow in the North Georgia Mountain area.
I know that part of the world. I spent a lot of time over in the North Georgia Mountains.
And I love the Hiawassee area. It's a fun place.
Oh, yeah,
to go.
Hiawassee, the whole Habersham County. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Over there. Helen and all that over there. Yeah, go ahead.
Very, very fun. So there's a sole proprietor there. He's a cobbler. Well, he's a cobbler at night. During the day, he holds down a delivery job. But his shoe repair business is built on this self-service model that depends totally on trust. So customers leave their shoes for repair in this converted newspaper vending machine that's located on his front porch.
I'll be darned.
So they leave their shoes and they pick them up in this vending machine. But the money pouch is in there too. And so they leave the money, pick up their shoes, and they go. And my understanding is that in the decades he's been in business, that he's never come up short.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. So you talk about this level of trust that trust goes two ways. The mm-hmm. you know, he's trusting the customers to come pick up their shoes,
right.
And of course he's providing the service and
this reminds me of, I think it's analogous to what they call the Pygmalion effect. You know what they found that students perform the way the teacher thinks they will perform, the way the teacher expects them to perform. So if the teacher gives them credit for being able to do something, they'll do it. If the teacher indicates or is less than supportive of a certain area for a student, that student probably will perform less. And so what you're saying is that this business gives people, he tells them, I expect you to be honest.
Yes, he is setting that expectation.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, though, bringing this again back to your book, The Third Ingredient, you talk about fear and greed. And this is the hard part for a lot of the clients that I work for, is a part of letting go of fear is necessary to become more trusty. So now I'm not suggesting that the Booger Hollow business model is for every
right.
business.
Right.
But certainly, you know, especially in the small business area, that opportunity to become more trusting and to work more closely with your clients can be a tremendous value add.
You know, there's a place I go fishing. I go fly fishing in Montana once a year. And there's a place out there where it's a very special place to go fishing, but it's not. But there's only a certain number of people can go in a day's time, and it's expensive. It's not inexpensive. You have to you have to drop off some coin when you go there, but when you show up, there's a little inside the building where there is no one there. There's a little coffee can, and it says, "Put money in here." I'm talking about at the end of the day, there's hundreds of dollars in there.
Sure.
And it's just sitting there, and people come by with their rods and reels, and they go, because they know that they, and of course they've been told who's coming, but you just put your money in there and you go fishing. And like you say, it doesn't work for everybody, but variations on that theme, expecting that of each other, that's a big deal. And I'll tell you something, Alan. Trust was there when markets were born, and trust is more powerful today than ever before because we're moving so much faster. We have to be able to trust people. We'll talk about this some more with our good friend Alan C. After the break, 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.